Hello everyone, welcome to episode 21 of August Wisdom, and this one is called Life is a Dewdrop in Infinite Awareness. This is a Deep Psychology podcast. I'm Ross Edwards, author, coach, podcaster, and avid practitioner and teacher of psychology and spirituality. In listening to this podcast, you're part of the worldwide Deep Psychology community of tens of thousands of people undertaking profound personal transformation. You can find me on Spotify and Apple, where I release new episodes every Thursday. If you dig what I do and want to help the show grow, share this with a friend and leave a review. You can also go deeper with this work by training with me at deep-psychology.com. Let's get started. So, this gives me a bit of trepidation, this episode, because I feel like I could speak about this for half an hour or longer, and trying to condense it down into 10 minutes is quite challenging. But I'm just going to try and cover the most essential insight behind this. So the episode title is a bit strange, I admit. Life is a dewdrop in infinite awareness. But let me explain exactly what I mean here. So basically, everything you are experiencing right now and everything you experience with your eyes open, with your senses open, with your body open, feeling and sensing everything that you're experiencing right now, I want you to imagine that this is like a drop. Okay, it's all held together in a kind of drop shape. And the insight is that basically life is this dewdrop. That is what it is. It's ever-changing, it's ever-flowing. You know, as you move around, as you do different things, as you have different experiences, it's moving and changing, but fundamentally that's what it is, right? It's this dewdrop of experience. And this dewdrop exists in infinite consciousness, right? And this infinite consciousness is not outside of you. It is the actual sort of substrate or background to absolutely everything, and it has no boundaries whatsoever. And outside of this dewdrop, there is nothing. There's nothing in the sense that if you are aware of something, a thought or a body sensation or a sight or a sound or a person or a place or the whole combination of those things, any sensory experience, any experience you've ever had is within this dewdrop, okay? And if you become aware of something, it automatically has to be inside it, because if it weren't, you couldn't be aware of it, right? So even when we imagine things somewhere else, we imagine people we can't see at the moment, we imagine a place that we can't see at the moment, all of that is occurring within this dewdrop, okay? So that's one way that nothing is outside it. Nothing is outside it in the literal sense that what is outside it is nothing. It is infinite awareness, which has no form. I wouldn't say it's nothing. It just appears totally empty, totally lucid, infinite. It's not a thing that you can put your finger on or point to, but it's certainly there. Okay. Now, how does this differ from how we tend to look at life? I'm writing about this in my book at the moment that's going to be ready quite soon. How this differs from how we experience life usually is we usually think that, well, our body and mind is really the kind of the core of our experience, and that's solid and that's rigid and it's there. And from that, that's where everything else comes, or that's sort of the reference point for everything. And we live in our body and mind somewhere behind the eyes. We are looking out on the world around us. It's physical, it's three-dimensional, it exists beyond us, right? So it's this subject object, it's this sort of material model, it's a model of separation, and it's a model of, well, there is a world and it exists independently of me and I can't see it, right? So what happens when you become aware that life is just this dewdrop in infinite awareness is you realize that your experience is primary, and your experience includes mind, body, and senses. So it's not it's not your sense of self, this rigid sense of self, that is primary. It's actually the entire experience of being alive is what is primary, right? The entire experience of form, all experience, that is what is primary. And this all takes place in infinite awareness, right? It doesn't take place in a physical box like science would have us believe. It doesn't take place on a planet, right? It takes place in infinite awareness. And this dewdrop is not some impersonal thing that exists somewhere separate from you. It is you. You are this dewdrop in infinite awareness. You are the infinite awareness as well. But you are the entire dewdrop. You're not just the human personality. And in fact, this is what your life has always been. And it is what it always is. Even as you have perceived the world to be physical and things to be outside of you and to exist independently of you, on a deeper level, what is happening is that this dewdrop is all there ever is. And all those impressions are constructions within that dewdrop. Okay. Now, of course, the dewdrop isn't just one color and one shape and with no form in it. No, the dewdrop is multicolored. It includes your sense of self, it includes the world around you, it includes other people, it includes absolutely everything. Okay, but fundamentally, I call it a dewdrop because everything is contained within one taste, within the one experience of life, right? This one experience of life is infinite awareness. Within that infinite awareness, there is a certain amount of finite experience, which is your life as you know it. And and it's kind of like a projection of the divine, the infinite divine. It's sort of like a finite projection of the intimate, the infinite divine. And so when I say dewdrop, I don't want you to think that it's boring and bland. No, it's everything. It's everything you've ever known. It's just that it's not quite how we tend to view it. You can also think of this as God. God in its sort of infinite, unseen nature, its unmanifested nature, and the finite, the dewdrop, is God manifest, like the face of God, the finite expression of God, moment to moment to moment. And I don't want you to take this on as some philosophy or idea, right? This is a felt experience. This is a lived experience. This is spiritual realization. Okay, this is what the non-dual schools of spirituality are talking about. And really, all the major traditions point to this in some form or another. It's not an idea or a belief system. This is something that I'm talking about because in recent times I've come to realize it and I've come to see it in this way. And this has come through years of work. It's really not much use if you hold it as an idea. You need to do spiritual work. You need to do spiritual practice, particularly non-dual practices, which is really what the subject of my book is about. And if you do this work, if you do these practices, then slowly over time, your attention will shift from the sort of the conventional view to this view, the non-dual view, the sort of all-inclusive view, the spiritual view, and you will come to realize exactly what I'm saying here. You might say it in your own language, but fundamentally the realization is the same, because this is a stage of spiritual development that I'm talking about here. So that's all I have to say about this insight. I've gone for a really concise mode of explanation that your life is a dewdrop in infinite awareness, but this really puts the entire spiritual path into context, and it gives you a direction to move in. So thanks a lot for listening to episode 21 of August Wisdom. Come back tomorrow at 8 p.m. Central European Time, 7 p.m. UK Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time for the next edition. Take care, and I'll see you very soon. Thanks for listening. If you liked this episode, please leave a review and share with a friend. And if you'd like to go deeper, head to deep-psychology.com to join my training. Thanks for joining me, and I'll see you soon.